Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency.
Ausgeben is to spend. Ausgeben. How would you say I spend? Ich gebe aus. You see, it's a separable verb. Ausgeben. Ich gebe aus. How would you say I spend money? Ich gebe Geld aus. So you see, ausgeben is to spend, like to spend money. Ich gebe Geld aus. And you remember, in separable verbs, the prefix is now kicked to the very end. How would you say I always spend a lot of money? Ich gebe immer viel Geld aus. How would you say, how much do you spend? Wie viel gibst du aus? How would you say, how much money do you spend? Wie viel Geld gibst du aus? How would you say, how much money do you spend for the holidays? Wie viel Geld gibst du für den Urlaub aus? How would you say, I spend for the holidays a lot of money? Ich gebe für den Urlaub viel Geld aus. How would you say, I spend nothing? Ich gebe nichts aus. Nichts is nothing. It's like not, nicht, with an additional S. Nichts. Ich gebe nichts aus. How would you say, I spend nothing if I don't have money? Ich gebe nichts aus, wenn ich kein Geld habe. You see, wenn ich kein Geld habe. Wenn introduces a subclause, so the verb is kicked to the end. Like saying, if I no money have, wenn ich kein Geld habe. How would you say, I spend a lot when I have money? Ich gebe viel aus, wenn ich Geld habe. How would you say, if I have money, I spend a lot? Wenn ich Geld habe, gebe ich viel aus. You see, when you start with a subclause, wenn ich Geld habe, the verb is kicked to the end, and the next verb follows, as if both verbs are kissing each other. Wenn ich Geld habe, gebe ich viel aus. How would you say, I've spent? Ich habe ausgegeben. How would you say, I've spent a lot of money? Ich habe viel Geld ausgegeben. How would you say, we have spent a lot of money for the holidays? Wir haben viel Geld für den Urlaub ausgegeben. How would you say, how much have you guys spent? Wie viel habt ihr ausgegeben? How would you say, how much have you guys spent for your holidays? Wie viel habt ihr für euren Urlaub ausgegeben? Euren Urlaub, your guys' holidays. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb schmecken, to taste. Schmecken, to taste.
Like when you say the food is very tasty. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.